Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Tim Balcom, who's the new Executive Vice President for Shaw Residential. Tim, how you doing?
Great. Kemp, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Tim, I've known you for a long time. I've known you've been at Shaw in a role focused on the commercial business, and now they've promoted you and put your focus in residential. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm very excited about new opportunities.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. I think some people might be interested in that. You grew up in South Carolina, went to the University of South Carolina and studied mechanical engineering, and then got a job with DuPont, right?
That's correct. Worked at the world's largest polyester plant at the time up in Cape Fear in Wilmington, North Carolina. I was a process engineer.
And I think eventually you worked your way up and you were calling on Shaw Industries. And before too long, I guess they liked who was calling on them, and they decided to hire you, right?
Well, that's true, I hope. In fact, my nickname when I was at DuPont was Shawcom instead of Balcom. So very passionate about customers and just love the culture and environment here, both in North Georgia and with Shaw Industries.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things I do know about you is that when you were at DuPont, you actually were on that Tom McAndrews team that launched Sustainmaster. So you went through all that, didn't you?
I did, and it was a great transformative experience. I had put myself through college working at a Pepsi-Cola bottler, so that was back during the Cola War, so I saw a lot of transition then, and it was very exciting to see marketing applied in the flooring business in the mid-'80s, and was very honored to be part of that.
Yeah. All right, so when you came to Shaw, I think you focused in residential for a little while, and then before too long, you were moved over into the commercial area. One of your first roles in the commercial area was to be in charge of the Spectra division, right?
Well, not exactly. I came over in 98 and was in charge of marketing and product development just after we had purchased Flooring Contractor Dealers that were then called Shaw Contract Flooring.
Right.
But continue to always have a passion on customers and understanding how our customers make money and how we can be a part of that. So the first thing in marketing and product development is when we combine Strat and Shaw Commercial Carpet and Networks to form Shaw Contract Group. And if you recall back in those days, we were boldly saying we were going to step forward and stand out and really become a spec maker. And what we started hearing from our customers is that if we were going to drive specifications, then we really needed to have a different approach through our own distribution. So I like to say I was part of the team that put the spec in Spectra and transformed that vision there. Again, always a common denominator, a real focus on customers and trying to understand how they make money and how we can help them earn more money.
Yeah, and I think in 2006, you earned your current role, so you've been in this for a while. And you know, to watch you're in action, you're not an out front guy. I guess some people would call you somewhat of a servant leader. And you've been out for quite a while now. You've been over a lot of the decisions made at Shaw Contract, Shaw Hospitality, Design Weave, before that was merged in with Pat Craft. So there's a lot of responsibility and, a major force in the commercial market.
Very honored to work with just a great team of people, and really believe that empowering people and helping them stay true to a mission, focused on the customer and how our customers can be more successful with us as a partner.
You know, we've watched in the last couple of 3 or 4 months as many of the big companies in this industry have brought in people from the outside and put them in leadership roles. And it looks like Shaw is staying true to their form and promoting from within, because you've been with the Shaw family for quite a while.
Yes, and I think that, of course, I'm a little prejudiced, but I believe we've got the right balance of diversity of opinion and diversity of experiences so that we can get some of that outside perspective and still be inside and promotion from within as our primary vision for developing leaders for the future.
And so in this new role as Executive Vice President over Shaw Residential, obviously the folk in this business report to you, and then Bob Chandler takes your role over at Commercial, as well as Doug Innick taking the VP of Sales role, right?
That's correct. John Godwin and Scott Sandlin, I'm honored to team with. Hey, they do a fantastic job leading their businesses, and certainly I will learn from them and we'll seek to add value with that. Bob, as you know, has a great legacy in the commercial business from PacCraft, and mm-hmm. he and Doug have worked together for a long time, and I think they will bring new perspectives to that business also, and I think internal change and rotation is always healthy for organizations.
So product categories and routes to market are a lot different in the residential businesses than they are in the commercial business, aren't they?
They certainly are, but I think there's some great opportunities to bring some new excitement to the consumer. And ways that our direct customers can profit from that.
Well, you being on that Tom McAndrew's team and watching all that activity with Stainmaster, that'd be interesting to have some of that background as you move into residential where, you know, brands are still very important, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I was very passionate about always is trying to understand what does the ultimate consumer expect and want from our products, and then how to everybody in the chain make money from that. And I always find that if you help solve their problems, it'll work out well for us.
All right. Well, congratulations on this promotion, and I know you'll do great things there. Again, I've been talking to Tim Balcom, who's the new Executive Vice President of Shaw Residential, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FortDaily.net.